I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of the show today. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully, you've been tuning in for a while now, learning all about I've Decided and our community and everything that we have going on. We just celebrated our third annual I've Decided to Run this past Thursday night. How exciting. Over 40 people crossed the finish line of their very first 5K. And we were just so excited to be a part of that. It just really is amazing. I've Decided simply is that it's about you. What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? What is it that you really desire to have in life? We want to go alongside you and be your platform for success and transformation. We have over 50 businesses who are a part of I've Decided that go along with us to provide you resources and information and education to help you with being successful. And then, of course, we have our events. Like the run that just happened, we have a ride happening on July 29th and our motivational conferences. Our big events are our motivational conferences. We have our half-day conference happening on August the 26th, Saturday, August the 26th. So if any of that sounds interesting to you, we would love to see you there. You can check us out. Go visit our website at ivedecided.org. See what's going on. See what you'd like to get involved in. And come on board with us. And get ready to be successful in your goals and whatever it is that you want to do. We want to help you and be there with you every step of the way. So I love our radio show. We get to share all these wonderful success stories. We get to talk to our business members who are part of I've Decided so that you can get to know them and see what they're all about. And my guest today, I'm so excited, my friend Jody Lindsay from Bob Lindsay Honda and Acura. So, hey, Jody.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being in the studio today. So, we've got lots to talk about because I just got my new Honda van. And so, I'm actually got this Wednesday, I'll be going in for my first oil change, Jody. My very first one. The miles rack up quickly.
I know. It doesn't take long. But yeah, I love the story with your old van.
I know. And so, well, some of you have heard the story because I posted it out on Facebook. And it was just really a cool story. But I love Bob Lindsay Honda. And I actually bought my van, my first van from you guys 15 years ago. And I drove that thing in the ground, literally.
Yeah.
When I barely could make it to the dealership, I did drive it. I didn't have to drag it in.
Right. You did drive it in beautifully.
I drove it in, but it wasn't going very fast. And it had 309,000 miles on it. 309,000. What's the most you guys have seen? I'm thinking I got to be up there.
You're definitely up there. Definitely up there. Yeah. I mean, yeah. really are.
The Hondas and Acuras go forever.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, it's just another thing. As long as you take care of it, it will take care of you.
And I did. I had all the service done out there. Yeah. I had everything done just right. And it really, I got my money's worth out of that car.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
I loved it. And so I went to buy another one just like it.
Yes, you did.
And here was the really cool thing. So I go out to Bob Lindsay. Now, obviously, at this point, Bob Lindsay, Honda and Acura have come on board with I've Decided, which we are so grateful for your support. Jody, thank you guys so much for that.
Thank you.
Now, initially, when I bought the car, I've Decided didn't exist. And we didn't even know each other.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. So, but this time, this go around, we did. And they've been a partner with I've Decided, and we're grateful for that. But I go out to Bob Lindsay Honda to get my new Honda van, and this was what I just love so much about what you guys are doing out there. I got to have the same car salesman that I had 15 years ago, Bo.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about that. You guys really pride yourself in your staff.
We do.
And your salesmen and how long they've been there.
We do. And that encompasses all of our staff. Everyone from sales to parts to service to office. You know, it's really putting, we emphasize family first, you know, everything else falls into place in time. And as long as you really emphasize that with everyone and understand that we genuinely care as a family, you know, we're always there for them, we're there for their family, and, you know, we're all there for each other.
Right.
And that's, they're amazing people. I mean, they're just amazing. We're so lucky to have all of them, and we know that, and those are the people you hold on to. And, you know, hopefully they hold on to us, and it shows years over year over year, then that's why they've been with us for so long. We're so grateful.
Yeah, and I had to ask you at one of the I've Decided meetings, I'm like, is Bo still there? And you're like, yeah, he is. I'm like, okay. So I just went in there, and I'm like, they were like, can I help you? I'm like, well, we'll just see Bo. And we got the same guy. And I bet this, that repeat business to the salesman, yeah, because they've been there for so long.
Absolutely. And they're the experts at what they do for a reason. And the people that are their clients, they understand that they're there information-wise to help them to make the process as easy as possible, because I know a lot of people get very scared, very nervous, very, you know, is this going to be a pushy situation? Is this? And it's never like that. With us, not with us. Our family and our, you know, at Bob Lindsay Honda and Acura, we're very different in that sense that we take that time to make this information based. What can we do to just make it as easy as possible and what they need?
Yeah.
Everybody's different and what they need.
And it is a family.
Yes.
And I just love that. And Bob Lindsay does exist.
He does.
Right? He has an office out there.
He does. Yes, he does.
And so, yes. And your husband, Jim, he's out there.
He is. Yes.
And yeah. Now you're kind of go back and forth from the dealerships, but you said you've been spending a little more time over at the Honda store this last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it depends on the season and what our needs are and things like that, you know, and as to, you know, what I'm doing there. But usually people see me around a lot, you know. But it's definitely very family-oriented. Family, you know, business. My mother-in-law hand makes the cookies herself that people see.
Are you know? Serious?
Oh yeah.
No wonder they're so good.
Oh yeah, she hand makes all them herself. It's
that is,
you know,
so funny, because when I was there, I actually grabbed a cookie. Don't tell anybody, but I did, and I thought, my gosh, this is like the best cookie, because I figured it kind of came from a store or something.
No, no, exactly. It's just like, it's just a huge family affair. We all, you know, we love it so much, and we all have the things we do that we're all really good at, you know, and all. Just works. We love it.
That is so cool. You know, that is what we love about our community and the locally owned businesses. We really, through I've Decided, we really encourage people to stay local, to shop local, keep our money in the community.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you're listening, you can feel great. If you go out and buy a new car or used car, you guys got lots of great used cars.
Oh, absolutely.
And used car from Bob Lindsay, Honda, and Acura, you're going to know where your money's going.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get to meet the family. You're going to feel good about it. And not only that, I like to tell people how much you guys, I know you don't like tooting your own horn, Jody, and she gets so blushed. You should see her. She's turning red already. You don't like to toot your own horn, so that's okay. I'll toot it for you. I'm just really impressed with all the things that you guys do in the community. In fact, the last time you were in the studio, we were talking about St. Jude.
Yes, their dream home. Yeah, we had the dream home giveaway.
And that that's come and gone. And so you guys gave away a new car. Tell us all about it.
Oh, we did. It was amazing. The whole St. Jude dream home giveaway is amazing. And the community together raised $700,000.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, a wonderful winner got to, you know, won a home. Another winner won the house. Another winner won, you know, a beautiful Bremer pendant. You know, but it was wonderful. And I think, you know, a majority of the people that buy the tickets, yes, of course, they know St. Jude. They know the differences that they make, and they're more than happy to buy that ticket. And I think some people, you know, don't think they're going to win, but then they do. Somebody's going to win. It's a very real thing, you know. Yes, it's, you know, definitely, you know, not a prank or anything like that. Like, you're going to win.
Somebody's going to win.
Yeah. And so, but it's just amazing that the outpouring of love. They sold the tickets out, you know, over 3 weeks early, which is amazing. Amazing. That's
a record
for this
year. Well, St. Jude is just, I mean, most people now know how great of an organization St. Jude is and what they do for the families of those children that have cancer.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think most of us, all of us have been touched. We know somebody.
We do.
You know, I do the St. Jude run, and my good friends, their daughter was diagnosed. She was a schoolmate of my daughter's in first grade. And now she's a roaring 15-year-old.
That's wonderful.
In high school, and she's fully recovered, praise the Lord. But we do that in honor of her. And I think everybody knows someone touched by St. Jude.
They do.
It's a great organization.
It's hard to not find someone.
Right.
That, you know.
Well, and then the other organization I know you guys are partners with, and of course we know so well in our community, is Susan G. Coleman.
Yes.
Great organization.
Susan G. Coleman Memorial Affiliate. Yes, another great organization that, you know, really I love their emphasis on education and support and the different areas that they try to help, you know, people in our community that perhaps are going through that tough situation that need them. And, you know, they serve 36 counties. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal, and they do so much.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, we really try to.
Now, you guys are
that.
Painting. You said you guys can paint this really pretty Susan G. Coleman, like, what are you, what do you got going on?
We have a unique partnership with Susan G. Coleman that we created these special pinstripes that can go on your car. Now, this is any car. This doesn't have to be a Honda. This does not have to be an Acura. This will go on any car. We put this special pinstriping on in Susan G. Coleman pink or white. It's their choice with the logo, with the emblem, you know, and the breast cancer emblem. And people get to choose, you know, how do they want it to look, you know, and it's unique and different on every single car.
And it's awesome. So if someone's someone has recovered and they want to have that in honor of.
Absolutely.
They can
absolutely.
Have that on their car and raise awareness, I guess.
Exactly. It's definitely, you know, a conversation piece. It's something different and unique. And I always tell people, obviously, if you decide to ever take it off, it's very easy for us to take it off. You do want it professionally put on and taken off. But it's very easy to do.
Now,
and
do they just call down to the dealership to set an appointment to have that done?
Yes, or? you just call it Bob Lindsay Acura. That one's 692-7800. And we take the appointments there, and we do all of it there ourselves. And it's really neat. It's really been wonderful to see the different colors of cars that come in, how differently looks. And everyone has a different story as to why they're doing it. And that's one of my favorite parts,
yeah,
I have to admit.
Yeah, the stories have to be great.
That's one of my favorite parts, yeah.
Yeah, that is awesome. How cool is that? So if you're a breast cancer survivor and you want to just raise awareness about Susan G. Coleman or just raise awareness about breast cancer, what better way than to have something like that put on your car?
And the proceeds go back to the local Susan G. Coleman office. That's the other important part, is that money goes right back into the programs that they're doing and the support and stays here with our us locally.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. And then, of course, you do the bears. The little bears for the Children's Hospital.
The Children's Hospital, the bears. Yeah, we'll kick that back up at the beginning of the year. But something that we do have coming up, actually, that starts on Thursday, is the Center for Prevention of Abuse. Their duck race sales start on Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. So that kicks off. And those are amazing. And that's an amazing place that, you know, is opening doors for people and providing hope and services that are really needed.
Yeah, and so people can buy, how do they buy a duck?
So how you can buy, and you're going to start to see, obviously, the brochures, you know, at probably different local businesses around town, almost all over. You know, everybody's really good at supporting the Center for Prevention of Abuse. But you can, you know, fill out one of the pamphlets. You can get them from the center themselves. You can go online and buy your ducks as well. You can create a team if you want. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of fun with it and try to see, like, who can be who, you know, or family members,
there's
you know.
There's a ton of people that show up for this duck race.
Yes.
Right? I mean, they raise a ton of money.
August 26th is the date of the duck race, and it's amazing. And it's wonderful. Again, I know people hear me say this a lot, but to see the community come together to support this center that really needs our help. You know, these people are here. They need our help. We can help. Let's help them. Let's do it.
I love it. And, you know, I love that about our community, Jody, is that everybody is, it's really a great community we live in around here. We do some good things. And just hearing these stories, I just get chills.
I know. There's
some
big hearts out there.
It gets me so excited and so fired up.
Some big hearts out there.
It is. Big hearts. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, and hosting your radio show today. My guest, Jody Lindsay, from Bob Lindsay Honda and Acura dealerships here in Peoria. And we're just chatting it up about what they got going on out there. I'm just always so impressed with businesses who we like to deem, Jody, through I've Decided, as community-wide difference makers.
Yeah.
Businesses who give back to their community, who truly, like you said, truly care.
Yeah.
You're not just out there selling cars. You really care about the people coming and going in your dealerships and giving back. And I've experienced that firsthand. And I'm not just saying that because they are a part of I've Decided. I really am not. I bought my first Honda 15 years ago before I met Jody or I've Decided ever existed. So that's just really a true story and a true testament to what you guys are doing out at your dealership. I just love that and love you to pieces. I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
And of course, we're both moms.
Right.
So you're juggling all of this. I was just talking to you about your role at the dealerships and all these things that you're doing. And we were talking about our kids and, you know, how we're trying to just work in moms handling that, you know.
Yeah.
And you've got a 7-year-old.
I do, a 7-year-old daughter named Brooklyn.
And she's learning all about the dealerships, right?
Yes. I mean, ever since she was a baby, yeah, we've pretty much dragged her everywhere with us, you know. And so she's kind of grown up there. You know, people see her off and on and see her pictures there. And, you know, we're so proud, of course. We're the parents. We love it. And so,
right.
But yeah, she is very good when she's at the store. She loves it there, loves talking to people. She doesn't really know a stranger when she's there. So.
Well, and I'm sure she gets doted on quite a bit from all the employees and everything because she's like the darling there. I said, you were feeling you had a little mom guilt going on when we first started the interview, and I had to bring you back down a little. I'm like, Jody, it's okay.
Right, yeah.
Worst things could happen, Brooklyn, Brooklyn having to be at the car dealership at 6:45 in the morning.
Right, yeah, exactly. I know you think it's summer, and you know, you have all these plans in your mind, and sometimes it doesn't happen that way, and life, work. And trying to balance everything and your family. And it's very real. You know, I experience it all the time, too. And, you know, sometimes you have times where you're like, gosh, I'm feeling like a really bad mom right now, you know. But
I gave away my Mom of the Year award a long time ago. In fact, it's a running joke in my family. My kids will actually say, yeah, Mom, you're not going to win Mom of the Year award this year.
Right. And great. You're like, thanks,
I'm like,
kids.
Yeah, I gave that idea up a long, long time ago. You know, we're just doing the best we can.
That's all you can do. Do the best you can and, you know. Love kiddos.
It builds character.
It does.
They're learning good character, and my kids are very independent, and I bet Brooklyn is too.
Oh, yes. Yes, very much so. You know, she knows how to do, you know, certain things around the stores and help out, and I love it. But, yeah, it's crazy how it's already June, and, you know, I think so far ahead, and I got to try to stop myself from doing that, you know. And so instead of just, all right, today's going good, we may have to go to work for a while, kiddo, and that's how it is. That's what family businesses have to do sometimes, and we're no different.
That is exactly what has to happen, and so she'll be fine with that. Yeah. So it's all good. It's all good, Jody.
It's okay.
Well, unfortunately, you guys had some sad news this year.
Yes,
and you call him senior.
So Bob's father, my husband's grandfather. A senior passed away at the age of 89 peacefully. It is sad for our family, sad for our stores and everyone, because it's sort of the end of a mini era. You know, he took a leap of faith back in the early 70s and is really the one that started all of this, you know, started, in the car business. And it just kept on with our family. It's really because of that leap of faith. Because of
his
choice
legacy.
To do that, it's his true legacy.
Isn't that great? I just got chills again.
Yeah,
I got true chills legacy. Just thinking. I mean, I love that. We all, you know, isn't that just really the dream? You want to have that legacy. You want to leave a legacy for your family.
Yeah.
And something behind when you move on. Yeah. And so tell us, we got to hear a little bit of the story. So not, you know, how he started. Like, I know something, he lived in Galesburg.
Yes, yes.
So your father-in-law's from Galesburg?
Yeah, lives in Galesburg as well. Yes. And my husband grew up in Galesburg. I grew up here in Peoria. But Bob still drives down every day from Galesburg, you know. And so, obviously, and a lot of Galesburg people, you know, recognize them, know them. They've been there a very long time. But, yeah, in the early 70s, they moved from the Quad Cities, bought a dealership in Galesburg, and turned it into an amazing, amazing business and grew it and created jobs, did all these wonderful things, you know, and he was a veteran as well. And that's always, you know, something that we love.
Yes.
And he planted that seed, that you know, I mean, these were always car guys and everything.
So your father-in-law kind of grew up in that business.
He did. And there's a wonderful black and white picture of Senior and my father-in-law that I'm working on this project and going to put these pictures up at the stores.
Ooh.
Of Bob when he was a young child and Senior. It's a black and white picture and they're at an auto show.
How cool is that?
And I just love it, how far back this goes in the family and the fact that Senior was always so modest. He never took the credit for anything ever. And he really should have, because, you know, that's really one of the reasons why we're all here today, because he took that leap of faith and risked it all. He risked it all.
That's
and,
right.
And now his family. And he did it.
You guys are working hard. He did it. I got chills again. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he did. But you guys have to continue that. It's not easy, you know, running a business. So you have to continue working hard. And your father-in-law kind of started that. And now, obviously, your son your father-in-law's son.
Yeah.
Your husband.
My husband.
Jim. He doesn't know life without being in a dealer. He grew up kind of like your daughter is right now,
yes,
in the dealership business.
My husband and Senior, they were very close. They looked very much alike. And people, you know, if they come to the stores, they'll see the pictures and they're going to see that. But Senior and Bob and Jim, the three of them, always so close, you know, and at the end of the day, it was, you know, that's my father, that's my son, you know, that's my grandfather. And if people could just watch them and, you know, and one of the things that inspires me is just Senior and his big heart, and he liked to be anonymous in things he did. But if people knew all the stories and all the lives he changed, and it inspires me, because that's really the core and the heart of our family, you know,
right.
And it just, we want to keep it going. And I want to keep that going with my daughter. And it really is, when I say it's a family business, this goes so much further and so much farther back than people realize sometimes.
I know. And we love hearing those stories. Now, when Senior passed away, had he been retired for a long time or?
Yes. Senior had been retired a long time. Him and, you know, my husband's grandmother, Stephanie, you know, they had a wonderful, wonderful retirement, wonderful 70 years of marriage.
Wow.
You know, the true love stories that totally give me the chills all the time. And, you know, definitely, unfortunately, you know, it's the end of an era.
But he had a great, amazing, long life.
Amazing life and touched so many people and so many wonderful stories.
Yes.
And I hope one day that I can, you know, accomplish that in my life as well.
You are doing it.
He's trying to do that.
You're so precious. You are doing it. And so now, how did, from Galesburg to Peoria, how did that happen?
Yes.
How did your father-in-law, Bob, get from Galesburg to here?
So back in 1999, Bob purchased what back then was called Honda World.
Okay.
He purchased it and turned it into Bob Lindsay Honda. And literally the rest is history with that. Turned it into what it is today. You know, it's, and obviously we did the new renovations on the store,
that's,
you know,
so
just a couple
pretty.
Years ago. So beautiful, you know, but turned it into what it is today because of his knowledge and his love of cars and people and just everyone's story. Everyone has a story and he loves that. The Acura store, we opened that in 2008.
Right.
In the middle of the recession. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes. But again, you know, you just have the right people keeping your noses at the grindstone and doing the right things and caring about people, and everything's going to work out. And it did. And it does. And so, you know, because of how Jim and Bob, you know, run things together and how much they care about everyone, that's what sustains. That's what holds.
The loyalty. People keep coming back like me. Now, is your husband spend most of his time at the Acura dealership, or is he back and forth between both dealerships?
He does spend a majority of his time at the Acura store right now. But yeah, in time, you know, it will probably be split a little bit more. You know, it's Acura, I always like to say, that's his baby. That is his baby. You know, Jim has really turned that into what it is today. And, you know, how much it's grown and flourished.
Now, is it true that it's actually a Honda?
It is true. It is true. Acura is the luxury line of Honda.
Okay, so same motor, same company.
Same company, same all of that. You know, and, you know, 98% of the cars are made here in the United States. A lot of, and one of the closest you know, plants. I love this. The NSX, the new NSX, the sports car.
Oh.
That's actually made in Marysville, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
And they have a beautiful, beautiful plant there that you could basically have surgery on. You know,
state of the art.
State of the art. And, you know, Acura and Honda take a lot of pride in that. They do not mess around with, you know, how the procedures are done, how these cars are made, and the jobs that they create here in the United States. It's really important to them. It's important to
well,
us.
Well, sometimes people think that you're shipping these cars in from overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you said is a really good message to get out there, mm-hmm. is that these cars are actually being built by American employees here in America.
There's different plants all over the United States based on what model the car is. You know, there's some in Indiana, there's some in Louisiana, there's some in California. You know, the Honda and Acura, the corporate companies, they take a lot of pride in that. And I love that. And I know a lot of people maybe don't know that, but if they, you know, sometimes take the time and read and do the research and things when they're, you know, researching the cars, they will see that.
Yeah, awesome. Now, have you always had this marketing, love of marketing and these people skills, Jody, or did you just kind of
have?
So it just worked out perfectly that you get to do this, huh?
It did. The funny part is that when our daughter was born, I was working in the corporate world for a very long time, and I decided to take a break so that I could be with our daughter, because I traveled a lot and my husband's schedule, you know, is very demanding. So I decided I'm going to stay home with her for a while. I'm going to enjoy this time with her. And I had every intention of going back to the corporate world as soon as she went to kindergarten. And then all of a sudden, here's kindergarten. And I'm like, oh, no, what am I going to do? And, you know, and how can I go back to traveling all the time? How can I do this and, you know, dance and softball and all this and the things I didn't want to miss? But all this time, ever since she was born, I had been helping, you know, and even before she was born, I'd been helping with the charity events and growing these areas and meeting people. And I loved it so much and didn't realize that this
you're
is where I meant to
be. You're just kind of creating yourself a job.
This is where I meant to be.
It's like perfect.
It's perfect.
It is so perfect. I mean, it's just great that you've got this talent of, you care so much about people and you're outgoing in the marketing concept and your passion for giving.
Yeah.
It just aligns so, so well. Now, do you guys, you got anything? What's the next step? Like, what's the next big thing? Is there anything else during the end of the year? Does it all start next year in 2018?
You know, it ebb and flows. You know, I mean, obviously there's always different nonprofits and charity events that we're a part of and that we are doing events with and things like that. Some bigger than others, but all very important. You know, I mean, of course, you know, 4th of July coming up and things like that. And you're going to have the kids starting to go back to school and you're going to have college students that are looking for cars and things like that. And so it's really a good time, even for these college students, you know, that are going out, you know, to educate themselves. They may need something reliable. And we have, you know, experts that can answer any questions they have that will, it's not ever a pushy or a pressure situation ever, ever. You know, they can ask anything they'd like and
you guys and
safe.
Well, and with the Honda and Acura brand, a used, you guys can get great used mm-hmm. cars, especially for college kids, and you can feel comfortable that you're getting a good car.
Yes, absolutely.
Going to keep them safe and most likely, no guarantees anything could happen, but most likely isn't going to break down. I mean, you know, the best thing about my Honda van, not once it never left me stranded.
Good.
In 15 years, even when it wouldn't go.
Even when
I was on my way to take Kinsley to school. My oldest daughter, we were heading to Richwoods. And, you know, they've constantly been like, Mom, you need a new car. Mom, you need a new car. And I'm like, no. And we named her Celeste.
Oh, yeah. People get attached to their cars very much.
So I'm like, we need Celeste to keep going.
Yeah, I understand.
You know,
that.
10 years without a car payment. That's wonderful, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, keep going. And one day I was taking her to school and I'm pushing the gas, and she just won't go past 20 miles an hour. I'm like, come on, Celeste. And my daughter was like, yes.
a new one.
Finally, we get to get a new car.
But you see, you take care of things, and they'll take care of you.
Yeah,
you
know, and so all the time. I actually got to drive it in. So 20 miles an hour. Thank goodness I don't live very far from the dealership. 20 miles an hour, we drove Celeste on in and got a new car. So, hey, listen, if you are in the market for a new or used car, I want to encourage you to go visit Bob Lindsay Honda and Acura. You will not be disappointed. Their staff is wonderful. Their salesmen are extremely knowledgeable. They've been there for a long time. And go out and ask for Jody. Say hi to her. Let her know you heard her on the radio, and she would love to meet you. And just go check it out. You know, if you're in the market, it's can't hurt anything. You know, when you spend your money with these folks out at Bob Lindsay Honda and Acura, they are giving back to your community, which is ultimately giving back to you. So it feels good to spend money. You know, I wasn't necessarily ready to buy a new car, but it felt good, you know, to spend the money with you guys, Jody, knowing all the awesome things that you do. And we thank you for being a part of I've Decided. And of course, I've Decided, we give our proceeds to PUP,
right.
People with Unlimited Potential, which is a school for young adults with special needs. So by the way, you can add that to your list of things that you support.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? It's just, it's a great, great, great cause. And so we want to thank you listeners as well for tuning in this morning. We couldn't do it without you. We're so excited that you are a part of I've Decided, that you care about what we're doing. And we want to just continue to grow and help people transform their lives and be successful in your goals and whatever that is. So send me an email, kim@ivedecided.org. I'd love to hear from you, answer any questions, or go check out our website, ivedecided.org. And we'll be with you again next Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?